Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic Bee Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicbee.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post a question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. On today's show, I have the pleasure of welcoming back the Honorable Mary Nash Stoddard, who is the true authority on aspartame and artificial sweeteners. She's also the founder of the Aspartame Consumer Safety Network. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the skinny on obesity and aspartame. So I'd like to welcome back Mary Nash Stoddard. Good afternoon, Mary, and welcome back to the show. So nice to have you.
It's great to be here, June. Thank you very much.
Mary, there's been so much talk about obesity and with all the different issues with our food. Can you first begin by talking a little bit about yourself and how your own personal health began your journey to 30 years, excuse me, of talking about aspartame?
Yes, three decades now. It started in 1985 when I had my first diet soda with aspartame in it. And unfortunately, that was in the hospital where my husband lay dying of a brain tumor. He had been diagnosed with brain cancer and died in January of 1985. I kept getting sicker and sicker. And I thought, well, it's because I was a caregiver and taking good care of him and not good care of myself. So I joined Weight Watchers because I wanted to lose a little weight and get fit. And unfortunately, I started getting sicker and sicker and ended up diagnosed with a life-threatening blood disorder, eosinophilia myalgia, which 12 people had died from that year. And I, after discovering, most of those people were diet soda drinkers, so just as I was. So that's how I got started. And here I am three decades later, still going strong and telling everybody, and people are listening now more than ever, I think.
Thank you. Mary, can you share with our audience what the actual definition of aspobesity is?
I had to coin a phrase. Aspobesity really fit. It's connecting aspartame with obesity. I got so sick of hearing childhood obesity and adults were obese and we're not doing anything about it. Well, of course, we're all eating the fast food junk and additives and all the garbage that's in the food that we're consuming these days. But aspobesity goes farther than that. It takes it into the mechanism about the world's most popular or controversial sweetener, aspartame, which does cause weight gain. And I remember back in 1986 or 7 when I started the Aspartame Consumer Safety Network, people were talking about the Blundell Hill study and the Blackburn study where I think the men gained weight on aspartame and diet drinks and the women stayed the same or something. And then the Framingham study came out, which was really about the heart and heart problems. But ironically, the authors of that study a few years ago, when their findings came out, they said, wow, look at this. People who drank regular sodas and those who drank diet sodas all gained weight the same way. And they couldn't figure that out. And so I wrote to one of the authors and I said, well, I have a theory on that because we studied it for a long time. We believe that aspartame tricks the body. with the buccal absorption in the mouth, that's where digestion begins. And so when you drink a diet drink or eat anything with aspartame in it, if you chew gum, for example, with aspartame, then that sends a signal out to the body and primarily the pancreas, which is the first organ that takes care and has to process the aspartame that's coming down. Well, the pancreas gets all excited when there's sweet taste in the mouth, and the mouth sends the signal down, and it thinks it's going to be sugar or honey or maybe maple syrup, something natural, certainly not anything artificial. And when something artificial does come down instead of the natural, the pancreas has to backpedal. And I'm going to use lay terms here because it's more of what I understand and can explain. The pancreas has to backpedal and say, whoa, that wasn't sugar, that wasn't an apple, that wasn't a natural substance, so what are we going to do? And it's like trying to fit a round peg into a square hole, and after a while, the configuration just gets all messed up in the cell receptors. And so buccal absorption starts in the mouth, goes to the pancreas, messes up the pancreas. That can cause diabetes, and it can cause obesity. Well, another thing is phenylalanine, which has it blocks production of serotonin. Serotonin is the necessary neurotransmitter for satiety. When we've had enough to eat, then there's a little switch in our brains that serotonin helps control. Say, okay, you can stop now. You're having enough. You're full. You're satisfied. Well, that switch is turned off by aspartame and by the phenylalanine in aspartame primarily. But that happens. So these processes of tricking the body only work for so long, and then the body rebels. And in so doing, it gains weight and sets up an addiction for even more sweet things in your life. And sweet things for most people mean sugar, donuts, Twinkies, that sort of thing. And it's the same for children as well as adults. So aspobesity is real, and there is a scientific explanation for it. I can show you on our blog, Stoddard's POV, which means Stoddard's point of view. It shows how you can gain weight while you're using aspartame, and that's so counterproductive to everything we want in our lives these days.
Well, it's interesting that you mention your experience with the weight loss program, because many of the weight loss programs that are out there have their own private label branded products that are artificially sweetened, and it's interesting that they are counterproductive.
Yes, it is, and that's what they state their whole way of life and teaching on is through artificially sweetening and staying away from sugar. And now sugar is being demonized, I think unfairly so, because our grandparents ate a little bit of sugar every day for the most part. And they were not obese. They did exercise and get more exercise and we're more fit than we are now. But sugar is not the only answer. It may be part of it. But I lost about 40-something pounds about 4 or 5 years ago by not having any artificial sweeteners and eliminating sugar from my diet. I don't sweeten coffee or tea, which are the only two liquids I drink besides water during the day.
That's because you're sweet enough.
Well, I don't know about that. There are a lot of people who might disagree with that.
That's what I tell people when I drink coffee or tea, and they ask me, would you like any sweeteners? And I say, oh, no, I'm sweet enough.
That's a great answer. I'll remember that and use that if I can.
Quote me.
Yeah, I'll steal that. But it also frees up your life if you don't have to stand there and fix pour cream or creamer in your coffee and put sweetener or sugar in it. You just pour coffee and you go. You know, it's black and that's fine. I said I don't have to be a prisoner any longer to not having milk. Before, if I was out of milk, I might as well have been out of coffee because I wouldn't drink it black. But now, big deal, you know. I like coffee and tea unsweetened. And so that did help me to lose weight, and I've kept it off pretty much. I look at the pictures of myself in Puerto Vallarta accepting the award that the Mexican government gave me, and I was about 45 pounds heavier than I am now. Not that I'm perfect now, but I'm working on it. And I think, how did I ever let that happen? So, yes, I got sugar out of my diet. If I have to have sugar in the house, it's in the form of organic, USDA certified organic raw sugar. But primarily, I think honey is a wonderful sweetener. I love honey in moderation.
Support our beekeeper.
I certainly do. And I also think maple syrup is an excellent choice. And neither of these are zero calories. But a calorie isn't always a calorie. You know, there are some zero-calorie things that you will gain weight on, I can guarantee you. And they also set you up for wanting donuts. Well, I had a Diet Coke, so I can have a donut since I didn't get my calories from my drink. So I'm here to bring some sanity, I think, to an insane world. We've just gone nuts about sweeteners and fake food. And
well, I think it's the manufactured content that's being spoon-fed to the public by all these different marketers. And instead of embracing food in its natural form as nature intended it to be, we have human beings that are working in laboratories trying to perfect something that's already been perfected in nature. And now we're suffering because we have all the consequences with our health because we're trying to do something that is supposed to be better, but the reality is it's not. And Mary, this is, you know, basically sums up everything that you've been doing. So, you know, thank you so much for coming on the show. Once again, could you just give our audience your website one more time?
Yes. Please get in touch with me through Stoddard. POV, that's S-T-O-D-D-A-R-D apostrophe S, POV, Stoddard's Point of View, on Blogspot. And you can tweet me on Twitter. I'm Mary Stodd on Twitter. And I would love to talk to you via the Internet. I really enjoy helping people and helping get the word out. I can get you links to the right website. I can show you lists on the Internet that will help your children stay away from medications and vitamins that have aspartame in them, for example. So I really am here to help, and I hope you'll get in touch with me.
Thank you, Mary. And, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.